Sichas Aran, Ois Chav Zayin, page Chav Dalet. It's a very big Yisoid. Everything's... Afal Pish, Ha'odam Tzarech Liyaz Zarez Godel Ma'oid Ma'oid Vavadis Hashem. Even though a person has to be Zarez Godel Ma'oid Ma'oid. I know the word in English for zvizis, but everyone knows what it means. A person has to be extremely, the word zariz doesn't mean fast or quick. In English is the word alacrity. To do things in a way with excitement, and zvizis, doesn't just mean to do something quickly or fast. Zvizis. The whole zvizis in Mesil Sashon means zvizis. Person should put all of his kaiches into it. Shalom tzarech liyaz zariz godel ma'oid ma'oid b'avadis Hashem. In all of b'avadis Hashem, a person has to move with life and with excitement. Lizdariz ma'oid b'chol eisa b'chol shah. At every time, at all times, at every moment of b'avadis Hashem, la'aseis harbe b'avadis Hashem. Mentioned this at the end last week. This is a very big thing in Rabbi Nachman. Lasayis harbe b'avodas Hashem. To accomplish, to do a lot in avodas Hashem. What does that mean? Ki ikar hu ha'asiyah. The ikar is to do the ratzon Hashem. Is to accomplish, is to actually do. Ikar hu ha'asiyah. But there were other tzaddikim that they spoke at great length about spending a long amount of time preparing for mitzvahs, the hachanas. But Rabbi Nachman, he doesn't really speak much about that. The ikar of Rabbi Nachman is to fill one's time with good stuff. To fill your time with good stuff. Shabbos by the Suda, Rabbi Nachman did not have long Sudas on Shabbos. The Sudas moved quickly. He went through all of the Zmiras. All the Zmiras. Singing Zmiras. All the Zmiras. The Divrei Torah. Not like you have people that they'll sit on the Shabbos till 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sitting by the Shabbos table. Staying time and just dragging out. And Rabbi Nachman was very, very strong in this inyan of moving in Avodas Hashem. And trying to spend your 120 years doing the most you could possibly do in Avodas Hashem. Just doing the most you could do, getting in as much as you can. Even if it was sometimes at the expense of certain hachanas. Rabbi Nachman was not like other tzaddikim we saw, they were very, very much more with the hachanas. I mentioned to somebody that it was the Shchadish Shvat was the Yahrzeit of the Holy Azhurava, the Be'er Maisha. The Ashrava Shabbos Suda was never more than 25 minutes. 25 minutes was the Shabbos Suda. I know how to work with the Rebbetzin and how everything. It was 25 minutes. It was timed exactly 25 minutes. The Zmiras was the short of our Torah to return to learning. To learning, Avoda. The other tzaddikim that they had an inyan to stretch out the Suda with more. Longer Torahs, and so on. Every tzaddik was different. We're talking about Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman's way was also a lot, and to move quickly. They say about Rabbi Nosson Breslover that when people would go to the mikveh, when the men would go to the mikveh, that they say that by Rabbi Nosson Breslover, by the time the other men were just taking off their sacks to go into the, he was already toiveled, and was already putting his sacks back on. He was already getting dressed. He was already finished getting dressed, and everybody else is just, you know, yeah, you hop a little bit here and there, and you take your time, and you give a krechs, and it's like until you get into the mikveh. And Rav Nosson Breslover was already, he already toiveled. And you have some people they sit in the mikveh, they stand there for 2 hours with kavanas. Breslover wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. Maybe there's some now that do some, but by Rav Nachman, by Rav Nosson, zvizus, fast, everything fast. Even the davening was not slept out long. It's to fill one's time with words of Kedusha and Asiyas Taivas, doing good things. Lil Maid Harbe, Ki Ikar Ho Asiyah. The Ikar is to do. Lilmoid Harbe, and to learn a lot. Lilmoid Harbe, to learn a lot. V'la'asayis mitzvahs Harbe, to do a lot of mitzvahs. Ulis palo l'schanin Harbe, and to daven a lot, and to say a lot of tehillim. Lishpach liba l'fanam yisbarach, to pour your heart out before Hashem. V'cheitza b'zah shayr in yonei avadis Hashem. And with all of it is Hashem. Afa pichein. Now, but this is the key. Quickly, but with Yishuv Hadas. That was the hallmark of Rabbi Nachman and those Talmidim who were close to Rabbi Nachman. Quickly, but even though it's quick, to do things thoroughly. Quickly and thoroughly. When a person has Seder, Rabbi Nachman is extraordinarily Masudah. In everything that he did, there was a Seder. There was a time. You begin on time, you end on time, and in that time that you have, you accomplish what you can quickly and thoroughly. Afapichin altihi nivhol, and that's the meaning of, even though Rabbi Nachman said quickly, and to do as many mitzvahs as he can, and as much learning as he can, still altihi nivhol, don't be bewildered, meaning don't be careless. Don't allow time to create a certain mood that's frantic, that creates nervousness or anxiety. Many people who are beginning to become serious about the Avodas Hashem fall into this problem. That what? You're learning the Svarim HaKadoshim, and you see a lot of good things. There's a tremendous amount of good things in different Avodas. Kshatirayu B'Svarim HaKadoshim Inyani Avodas Harbe, Al Tehi Nivhal B'Mnezeh, don't let it, the word Nivhal means bewildered or frightened, but we're not talking about being afraid. Nivhal means don't become nervous, don't become anxious. In other words, you really want to be an Ovid Hashem, and let's say it's coming now to Purim. And Purim, it's Erev Yontif. So you come to Purim, and you open up the Svarim HaKadoshim, you don't know what to do. Because if you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, L'moshel, it's now for the Inyan of Mechias Amalek. This is Pasha Zochet, this time it's Pasha Zochet, and it's right away, it's Purim. See how you look at the Inyan of Mechias Amalek. And Mechias Amalek itself, what does it mean? The war with Amalek, the Melchama with Amalek, there's so much in that sugi of Amalek. The whole Torah of Musa is the Inyan of Mechias Amalek. And there's so much to learn in the Svarim HaKadoshim on Amalek, on what it means. What is Amalek? How do we fight against Amalek? There's so much to learn. So you want to do all of that. You want to learn because we hate Amalek, we want to get rid of that. Amalek's making us miserable. So you want to get rid of Amalek. But then you look ahead a little bit in the Sefer, and you see, over here, there's a whole Indian here about Kriyas HaMegillah. And then what about the parish of the Megillah? I'm not going to learn the Megillah this year? What am I going to do? And then you see, it's the Indian of Meshlachmanis, Amar Tanis Lafyayinim. So you could become Nivhal, which means, there's an expression that they have in America, a jack of all trades and a master of none, which means, you start chapping from here, from here, from there. You get a little bit something from Zohar, a little bit Shalach Manus, a little bit Matan Stav Yain, a little bit Megillah. And you come into the Yontiv the same way that you see in the Megillah, that everybody's being rushed, right? In the whole Megillah, everybody's running. Everybody's moving. The whole Megillah is a rush. So you come into Purim in such a way. Or come to Pesach. It's Pesach. Is a million times more. So, first of all, Haggadahs, 1,000 Haggadahs. And then, what about Hilchos Pesach? And in Hilchos Pesach, what should I concentrate on? Should I concentrate on the inyan of Chametz? Should I concentrate on B'dikas Chametz, Beer Chametz, these big sugis? What about the Korban Pesach? The whole inyan of the Seder is Korban Pesach. And what about the halachas of the Seder? You don't know what to do. And each Indian is an Indian in the Avodas Hashem. So you could become nivhal. You could be overwhelmed by it. You could be overwhelmed. It's like lahavu. If you take a child into a candy store and you say, go ahead, you have 5 minutes and other times. The kid just doesn't know what to do. He runs like from one counter to the next and doesn't know what to do. There's so much to do. And the Ovid Hashem comes out of that without accomplishing anything because he didn't have Yeshiva Das to focus on a certain inyan of that yontiv and to trust that Hashem will give him more years and he'll spend more time on that. Or to maybe Shabbos to put off a little bit something. But however it's done. But the person often becomes nivhal. He just gets nervous. He gets nervous. When it comes to going through, when it comes to a person who wants to learn Shas. So he doesn't know. He sees it takes a long time and it's hard for him to go through a few black Gemaras. So how's he going to learn Shas? So he begins to lose a certain balance in his learning and a certain thoroughness, not to sit for a long time, but just to be able to go through quietly and peacefully. When a person has a Seder, and everything is according to the Seder, when a person gets up on time, and he has a certain Zman for a Seder, and he is in that Seder, in the Mizgeres of that Seder, and he lives, to try to move at a good pace, but not to be nivhal. The truth is that they would tell you that at any job you're doing. In any job, even if it's something which requires manual labor, right? Some job, they would say, to try to move quickly, but don't miss anything. To move quickly, but to do it carefully. But not to dray for a long time on one inyan. To move quickly.
So
he starts to become upset and anxious. When will I be able to do this? When am I going to do these things? You see in Avodas Hashem, and every single thing that you see in Avodas Hashem, it always says, this is the ikkar of Purim. This is the ikkar of Purim. If you don't have this inyan, it's like that there's no Purim. And so that's what you see when it talks about Zohar. What, are you going to come to Purim without Mechias HaMalek? You can't. So then, but then you see it says by Shach Mashma Tansikhan, that this is the ikkar of Avodah of Purim. Is to open oneself up and to give to other Jews and to see other Jews in a certain way. So every single thing that I'm looking at, he tells me this is the ikkar. And then I see the other thing is also the ikkar. So you don't know what to do. And you become nivhal, bewildered. The person doesn't know. When am I going to be able to mekayim all of these things? Mikol in yonam halalu. Mikol shekein kula. All of them, mikol shekein. I'm not going to be able to do these things. Everything. I don't know how. You have to be careful not to be mavuhal. Not to be mavuhal, not to be anxious. Not to get nervous. Al tehi mavuhal. Laval yeh mavuhal lachtef hakol bevasachas. Don't try to grab everything in one shot. Laval yeh mavuhal lachtef hakol bevasachas. Don't try to grab everything in one time. Rak leilach benachas. Everything should be benachas. Benachas means quietly, peacefully, at a nice pace. Again, to move, but benachas, not to rush. Rak leilach benachas, bahadroga, gradually, ma'at ma'at, slowly, meaning a little at a time. Make sure you understand, you move forward. And if there's something that you see that you're sitting on and learning, let's say, and you can't understand, like Rabbi Nachman says, then it's okay, then go weiter. You go forward, you move forward. V'loy shehem uvuhal umabulbal shiroi tzalakai v'lachtav hakol bevasachas. Not to become confused, that because you want to grab everything in one shot. U'mach mezen is baal b'lagamrei, that causes a person to become completely, completely confused. This I spoke a little bit about this morning to some bochum. It was the inyan of, I spoke about years ago in the shul also, it was the inyan of the avoid of the half shekel. The Baruch Shalom made such an inyan that the mitzvah of a half shekel. Haman wanted Haman used 10,000 kikar kesef shkolim. He used $1 billion of chvesef shkolim to buy the Jews, to kill the Jews. And the Gemara says, in Megillah, the Gemara says that the half shekel of the Jewish people is stronger than the billion shkolim chves of Haman. And the tzaddikim say that the half shekel means that a person has to realize that when it comes to Avodas Hashem, he doesn't have to grab everything. Haman always comes and tells a person, even in Gashmis, Haman will come and tell a housewife that everything in the house has to be just so. Everything has to be perfect and nice and clean. And because of that, if there are children, especially if there are children, she can't have a Simchas Achayim, because they don't care how many times you explain, children will always drop things and make a mess. And this woman always wants it should be a shekel. And Haman tells her, not only a shekel, it has to be 10,000 kikar, you know, kesef, shekel, it has to be the best. It has to be perfect. Can't be anything missing. And it causes tremendous agmas nefesh to that woman, that it's not the way that Haman says it's supposed to be. It's not. And the Torah says a half shekel. Half shekel means that you try. And the Baruch Shalom fills in what you can't do, you try. I said this all the time, just using this inyan with the women. I said this all the time. That the Tachlis Achaim, can still be a Tachlis Achaim if the house is not perfect. And if you don't get everything done. But the Tachlis Achaim is not if you're angry and if you're nervous and the children grow up in a house where the mother's always screaming and yelling. Because of what? Because this is not in the right way, and that's not in the right way. Sure, she has to try to make a seder and to teach the children that they should be masudah. But is that the reason to ruin their lives if it's not masudah? And a person can't get everything done in a certain time. So you can't get everything done. So it's not going to be. So what are you going to do? You try. You do whatever you can. And the Baruch Shalom finishes the inyan up. So we're going to talk about that in Reb Tzavi. The ikur is that a person should want to do the right thing. He should try as much as possible. And to move at a reasonable pace, and if it doesn't, so it's not your inyan then. It's not really your inyan, because we're incapable as a tzaddik, and we're really incapable of doing anything. We just could want to do something, and we try, and if we put in our half a shekel, and we say, Baruch Shalom, I can't, like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know how to do the half a shekel, Baruch Shalom took out from the kisakov, is here. It means that the ikur is that you try your half shekel, and then the Baruch Shalom, if he wants it, then he'll be mashal in the other half. A person can't do everything. When it comes to learning, a person has a hard time, doesn't understand, so they have a writer. And not to become upset, and not to become worried, and not to become nervous. We'll see how Rabbi Nachman was so much against people who spend excessive time in the bathroom. Why? What's a person doing in the Besek Yisrael? The tzaddikim are very, very makbid at this, that they not to daven, not to learn, if they feel the slightest, tiniest little thing, that maybe they might have to go to the bathroom, and maybe there's not 100%, 1,000% nikiyas, so they're afraid to daven, afraid to learn. But tzaddikim, like this, there was some tzaddikim. Rabbi Nachman used to be, we'll see, Rabbi Nachman used to laugh at this, just to make fun. It's kind of crazy. The person hanging around in the bathroom, half the shiur is finished. He's in the bathroom half the shiur. Comes in, what's the nikiyas? Because he had a chshash, something. So most of the time it comes from nervousness and anxiety, not halacha. Nachman used to make fun of these things. Stick is to be normal and to be healthy and to be happy and to try your best. And whatever you don't finish, you don't finish. But it doesn't mean that a person plays games, obviously. It's to be serious. He says, K'meshi yesh b'sreifa chas v'shalom. So you see this, God forbid, when there's a fire. Shemach mesa b'hal, what happens if there's a fire? Everybody gets very, very nervous. Everybody gets very scared, obviously. There's reason to get scared. So what happens? Choyt v'n mash ein tzrichen. They only have a minute to grab what they can grab, to save what they could save from the house. So this person, whatever, you know, he's got all kinds of important things, and he grabs his favorite pillow or something. He has the jewelry, and he takes a pillow. He becomes frightened, and he wants to grab because there's a fire. And when you're nervous, you make mistakes. And you start grabbing things that are not the important thing. That's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. You start to grab a thing that's not important. A person has to go slowly to move, again, at a good pace, but benachas, ma'at ma'at, slowly to do something, to take carefully to do it and to get it done. And if it didn't work out and you couldn't do what you wanted to in Avodas Hashem, that particular day or whatever you wanted, you had planned. So Rabbi Nachman says, "Malasai." So what can you do? So Rabbi Nachman, I guess you would call that, you would call Rabbi Nachman the most chilled out of all the tzaddikim. And so Rabbi Nachman says, "Malasai." So what do you? What can you do? He tried, isn't it? He didn't work out. Malasai. I need Shachman Apatre. The Gemara says, if you can't, you wanted to do it and you couldn't do it. So the Baruch Shem says, "Okay." So your partner. It's not only your partner. We'll talk more about it afterwards. Not only, but Hashem's Baruch knows what's in your heart. And Hashem's Baruch counts it as if you did that. If you couldn't, it didn't work out. So your partner. So, Rabbi Nachman says, Malas says. I mean, he's not suggesting that we be lazy, Chas v'Shalom, that we be careless. Like he's saying, you do what you can, carefully, you move at a normal pace, you try to do things. You try to do as much as you can without copying, without getting nervous. And if you can't, then you can't, then malasas. What could you do? The Yargal Atzmai, the Ikir is, Rabbi Nachman always says, the Yargal Atzmai Luchsaif. The Ikir is that a person should become accustomed to always longing. Ulis Gageya, longing and yearning. Ulis Stoikek, Tomid Elovisbach, to be filled with a yearning for Hashem's Baruch. To yearn and to long to do what you can to serve Hashem. And if it doesn't work out in the end, that your stoikos, if you couldn't actually do it, so the Rebbe Nachman's thing is, then you did what you could, then malasas. Because the longing and the wanting themselves are very great. It's a very great thing. Like Chazal say, Hashem wants our hearts more than anything. Hashem wants the heart. It means he wants us to want. And what you can do, you do. And what you can't do, so you can't do. And that's not your union. You tried and you couldn't, so you couldn't. Take us to want. To want to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. To want to do as many mitzvahs as we can, to want to daven as much as we can, to want to make Shabbos as beautiful as we can, to want, and to have gagum for Hashem's Baruch, to get closer to Hashem's Baruch. V'yesh b'nin zeh kam b'sichas v'sipurim yofim sh'shaman. And Rabbi Nosson says that in this inyan there are a number of stories, sichas, things that Rabbi Nachman said, and stories about this. Shem Eitzis Gedolus Tevis Ma'oid, which are very great Eitzis, advice. Lahagel Atzmai, Ba'avadosi Yisborch, to accustom oneself to a proper Avodas Hashem. Ach Iyev Shalavar Dvarim Elu B'Ksav Heitev, but I can't explain this really, I can't do this justice in writing. I can't really explain all that we learned in this inyan from Rabbi Nachman in writing. But the person who is wise and truthfully wants this, he'll understand a little bit more. He'll understand on his own. Let's learn the Sichas a little bit more, and then we're going to do from Rabbi Salman. We'll learn, because it's on this inyan. Chav Ches. Royal Adam Shiavra Vielch Bezah Ilam Khol has Swam Kadoshim, as I mentioned last week. It's good that a person should try. He's talking about a man who's chayev to learn. It's Roy La Adam Shiavra Vielch Bezah Ilam Khol has Swam Kadoshim. It's good if a person is able to learn through all this Swam. Now, of course, there much, much, much fewer svarim that they had available at that time. The average person had a handful of svarim, if even that. We know like the Shagasai and other great achrim that they used to have to go to the shul to be able to borrow a gemara, to sit and learn a gemara. They didn't even have a shas. If you had a shas, you were already considered a gevir to have a gemara. Svarim, they had very few svarim. But we know what the basic svarim are, and royal adam shi'av v'yelch bezal, and l'machol ha'svarim ha'kadoshim, to try to learn, l'lumayd kulam, to try to learn through all the svarim at least once. K'dei shi'ah b'chol makam, you should be able to be every place in Torah, to have visited every place in Torah, like I mentioned last week. K'mei sh'nimtza ha'svarim ha'kadoshim, like we see by the big, by big people, by royalty, by big chashuv of people, shaholchem va'ayvim ba'medinas. That they go, they travel a lot, and they go touring a lot, and seeing different places. U'meitziyim haitzos rabos hazeh, and they spend a fortune of money for this. K'dei sheyuchal acharkein lespar, just for what reason? So that afterwards they could be able to come back and to show off. Lespar, to take pride, and to say, v'leimer, shahayi ba'medinas, to be able to say that I went to this place, I went to that place, like it's the common thing among these very wealthy people to talk that way. That was like the big hasad. I was in Warsaw. That was a big trip, you understand, from the Ukraine to get to Warsaw. Again, you see the hasagas were not like Hayisi, you know, San Diego Zoo or anything like that, or Hayisi, China or Japan. It's Hayisi, Warsaw. It was a big schlep for them to get the Varsha. So the rich people, they like to be able to go to say, I was in this place, I was in that place. He's a Varsha. K'moichei. So Ibn Achmed says, and you see such a thing in the world, that there's such a thing in the world to go, to try to see the world, if a person could, these people could afford to go and to see different places. So, so too, it's roi that if a person in this world, he should try to visit every place in Tyre, to make a stop in every place, to see, go through all of Shas, go through Bavli and Yerushalmi and the Mechilta and Sifra and Sifri, and to see the Zohar Kaddish, and to go through the Medrash Rabba and the Medrash Tanchuma, to see everything. That doesn't mean that you don't understand everything, you just zip through it, although there was some that wanted to say like that in Rabbi Nachman, it's not true. He just said that to try to have a seder in moving through all of Torah, a seder in that, to try to cover all of Torah, and your other storm, of course, have to learn things much more thoroughly. But to have a time of the day where the ikkar is to do things quickly, in such a way. We'll talk more about this, Mitzvah Shem, over the coming weeks. So that when you come to the next world, you could be able to say, I visited the Yerushalmi. I learned Sefer Daniel and Ezra Nechemiah. You heard of those? Divrei Hayamim. I visited those places. I can't say that I know the ins and outs of Sefer Daniel, but I visited. I was there. And remember what we learned, that you learned less that in the world to come, the Baruch Shalom gives back to you. Whatever you forgot, he gives it back to you. So Kodney had to be there. If you weren't there, then there's nothing to remember. So, at least to go, to learn quickly, and to have a say in that, and trying to go through all of Torah, to visit all of Torah. So you come to the next world, and you say, L'spar, B'alam Habish, I have a chol makam, that I was everywhere. What's going to be with the Seder? So many of the yeshivas, a person is going to come to Olam Haba and is going to say, all of the years that I was in yeshiva, I visited, 63 blat gemara from Kala Tarkula, from all of Shas. Listen to learn. Allah also by Olam Haba, and then in the future, in the next world, as we learn, then they're going to remind you in the next world, they'll give you back whatever you forgot from anything that you learned. Chavtes. Also, we're going more quickly through. We'll come back and talk about these things. Malimar ha'paiskim hizir ma'oid ma'oid. Rabbi Nachman is very strong on learning Shulchan Aruch, on learning halacha, learning the poskim. Yevayayse mikol ha'limudim, from all other learning, to learn Shulchan Aruch. V'roi lumod kol ha'arba Shulchan Aruch, kulam, iroisham, atzayfam, kaseid. And a person should learn all four sections of Shulchan Aruch, from the beginning to end, kaseid. To go through Shulchan Aruch, to learn through Shulchan Aruch, kaseid. Im yochel lumod kol ha'arba Shulchan Aruch, im kol ha'perushim ha'gedoylam ha'toyv. If you can learn the Shulchan Aruch with all the big perushim, Magen Avraham Taz, Shach Taz, and so on, whatever. But with if a person can do that, that's great. Matoyv, Vim Lav, and if not, then I'll call upon him Yilmad Kol Ha'arba Shulchan Aruch Haktan. And to just at least learn Shulchan Aruch without all the Mefarshim. Haktan means the ones that were printed in those days. Now they don't print, but to print just the Shulchan Aruch, to learn through Shulchan Aruch. V'utikun gadol ma'od. It's a very, very big tikun. It's a tremendous tikun. Kal yedei chatoim. Why is it such a big tikun to learn Shulchan Aruch? Kal yedei chatoim, for through our sins, nis'orev toiv v'ra. Good and evil have become mixed. We're confused. We're constantly eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And in our lives, there's a lot of good, but there's mixed in with the good. There's all kinds of stuff that's not good. They limud paisek, and what's the whole meaning of learning halacha? When you learn halacha, shmevar ha-koshev apostle. When you're learning halacha, you're making a separation between what? Toiv and ra. This is kosher. This is good. This is not kosher. This is apostle. It's bad. This is mutter, it's good. This is aser, it's bad. All of halacha is the process of birurim, of being mavara, of separating the good from the bad. And it's a tremendous tikkun for a person in his life. Also, there's so much tzaros that the bachurim have because they're not learning halacha. So much tzaros that they have. So much confusion that they're not learning, that there's no clarity in that avoida, in that seder of being mevar of the halacha. And even when a person learns a certain sefer that they have, let's say that in halacha, and he comes out, he doesn't know what's right and what's wrong. So what did he accomplish? He doesn't know what's right and what's wrong. He doesn't know on Shabbos whether you can do this, you're supposed to, you're not supposed to, he doesn't know. So everything is a big mix. It's a big confusion. It wasn't the var, the toiv, and the ra. It's the whole inyan of this world is the birurim, is to separate, to make a distinction between what's right and what's wrong. A person that learns halacha, is not inyan all the time. Toiv and ra, kosher, mutter, kosher and posel. It's all the time he's in that avoida. Hamuta va'aser, ha'tahor va'hatameh. Al yideze, when a person learns halacha, nizbarer v'nifrosh ha'toiv min hara. He is able to clarify and separate the tov from the ra. That's what it means when you're learning halacha. U'kamavur, the next page, b'maimir. As is explained in the Kutam Aran, in Simon Ches, Ubisham Amarim and other places in the Kutam Aran, Mailas Limer Aposkim. The great Maila, the great advantage of learning Poskim, of learning Halacha. Every single Jew is chayiv to learn. Maybe you could say even this for a woman, but it's not the ik is not with the learning in a sefer, but it could be. But to know the halachas that she has to keep. There are many, many halachas that a woman could spend your whole life in Hilchos Shabbos to know what to do. And the halachas of Taras Mishpachim, it's Hashem for everybody that has to know. And the halachas, and all the halachas of when it comes to the kitchen and to the kashrus of the kitchen and so on, to know. Every single day. Every day you must learn halacha. V'lo yav, without exception. Every day to learn halacha. It's not just a matter of knowing. It's a matter of the birum and the tikkunim that the neshama needs, that we need in this world. V'afim hu'anis v'en lo p'nai. And usually you see that you don't have time that day. Yilmar al-kol panim ezeh si'if shulchan aruch. At least to learn one sif in Shulchan Aruch, one sentence in Shulchan Aruch, one halach in Shulchan Aruch, one Rambam, something. Ve'ezeh makim shu. Wherever it is, an easy halach. But to learn a halach. Even if it's in a different place, not maybe you're in a place of Shulchan Aruch, it's very, very hard, and you can't just learn halacha. So then he says, if you don't have time that day for your regular part where you're up to in Shulchan Aruch, then open the Shulchan Aruch to some other place and learn a halacha. Just learn a halacha. Kitzarach lumad eizah din b'Shulchan Aruch b'chol yom v'yom kol yimei chayiv. Every day of your life, you must learn some Shulchan Aruch every single day of your life. And if the person has a hard time learning Shulchan Aruch, it's difficult for them, then to learn another halacha. To learn a halacha is safe. You know, whatever's, if it's Kish Shulchan Aruch, if it's Chai Adam, if it's Rav Shulchan Aruch, whatever that is. If it's in English, that's safer, that whatever it is, but to learn halacha every day. Uksha'ina Anus, obviously the ideal is that if you have the time, Yilmud Keseda, Kol Ha'arba Shulchan Aruch, Midayayim V'yayimai. Each and every day to learn Shulchan Aruch, Ukshayigmar v'yisayma abba Shulchan Aruch, Yachze v'yaschel l'landam kiseyne. When you finish, then you start again. V'chein yinag, and so a person should go, kol yimei chayiv, all the days of his life, every single day, to learn halach. Lamed. Again, we're going to come back to talk about some of these things later, but just to go through the basic sichas. Lamed. Al mevalim zman b'shvil nekiyas, those people who are very, very particular about nekiyas. Remember, of course, in those days, things were much less sanitary than now. They didn't have regular bathrooms like we have, and regular showers and so on, and it was much, much harder to be in a state of nekiyas, of being clean. It was much harder. And still Rabbi Nachman says, "Lamavalim zman b'shvil nekiyas." Those people spend a lot of time with these things. U'marichim b'veis hakisei, and they spend a lot of time in the bathroom. Hikpid ma'oid ma'oid. Rabbi Nachman wasn't talking about somebody that wants to make a seam in the newspaper, you understand? Or in some magazine or something. He wouldn't imagine such a thing, that a person sitting around stam. It's hikpid ma'oid ma'oid. Rabbi Nachman is very marked with these things, sitting around in the Beis HaKisei. It's a place of tumah, it's a place of klipas, but he's sitting so long. Some, God forbid, is not well. A person's a healthy person because he has a chashash of this, he has a chashash of that. It's a sign when I was in yeshiva, there was a I'm not talking about high school, later on, there was a bocher there that, he must have had something that wasn't well. I don't know. But he would, every single shiur, he would get up in the middle. He never sat for a time. It was always, there's a kisei and going and then coming back. And I don't know, maybe there was, God forbid, some stomach problem, but he was a very, very, very firm boy. He was very firm. He used to also say brachas, over and krishma. There was something very nervous. He was nervous. He had, God forbid, must have been some sort of a disorder.
It's also the Beis Akisa. Davening, also before davening, in the middle of davening, taking off his tefillin, coming in and going back out, and always rushing to his place, and then going out, and I don't know how he chapped anything in learning. It was always coming in the bathroom, back and forth. Okay, that there's such a thing. People have, God forbid, obsessions, or emotional inyanim. But Rabbi Nachman was talking about a person who, the Yerushalayim, because the Yerushalayim is worried about these things, and it says, he used to make fun, he used to laugh at these people. He spoke a lot about this. The Gemara says, the Torah wasn't given for angels. And it's not 100%. If you have a chashash that you might have to go to the bathroom 45 minutes from now, you worry about it 45 minutes from now. You don't have to sit there and wait for it to happen. But there are people that like that. The Torah wasn't given for angels. The Baruch Shalom has big enough chesuch that a person should be able to daven and learn and not to go running back and forth. A person doesn't have to be more machmir than the din. Strictly speaking, the only time it's also for you to sit and to learn at the daven is when you mamish have to go to the bathroom. Not when there's a chshash of something that you feel, but when you mamish have to go. He's not going to the halachas here. The Gemara says, the Gemara, ha-nitzroch l'nekava, al yispal. The Gemara just says, ha-nitzroch l'nekava. If you have to go to the bathroom, then don't daven. It doesn't say that you sit in the bathroom for half a shachris because of something. So if you have to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom. Ha-nitzroch l'nekava, al yispal, ha-nitzroch davke. Davke if you have to go to the bathroom. And even if a person mamish has to go to bed, also dinim, but the eved, if you daven, the b'shas atchak, whatever. Come over, b'shulamar, simon tzadik beis, ayin shalom agavram, sharif matel l'chadchila, b'yochalam l'atzma l'atparsa, where the rif himself, the rif is mekel, the person, that the rif is even l'chadchila, that if you feel that you could hold for a certain amount of time, and it's not right now, immediate, that you allow even l'chadchila to daven, this is shita sarif, it's brought down the poskim. Means that if you don't mamish have to go to the bathroom, then ain't tzarich lahachmir. Or levat la'atzman yitar tefila bechinam. You shouldn't be machmir, and in this, by being machmir, you're losing time out from learning. You're losing time out from davening. That's what you see by a lot of the. We saw this in yeshiva that by a lot of the frumah that were in these inyanim, they never had a normal seder. They were never, it was always, davening was always 3 minutes late, and then leaving and coming back, and the learning was never a full shiur. It's not the Ratzon Hashem, Rav Nachman says. Not the Ratzon Hashem to live that way, to learn that way, and to daven that way. Besides, it's not even derech eretz. On many levels, it's not derech eretz, coming and going. So this is, a person with common sense has to realize that too. When a person is a teacher, some of you are teachers, or the Bayim teachers, you know that it's a. If you and I've been doing it for so many years, it happens invariably. You see, like a lot, that there are people that they're just that they come in and the shia just starts like it's like 6 minutes into the shia. Try. Like first graders. Oh, it's like a funny, it's a strange thing. You don't when you're just in the shia, you don't notice it so much, but the person who's teaching sees that that there's like that an Indian with people that come always come late and then they're for 10 minutes and they go out and come back in. Okay, might be some sort of a disorder, one of these things, ADD or whatever the Rashtavis person has, that the God forbid that they're coming and they're going like that. But to be miyushiv, to sit, unless a person has a problem, but to sit. Yishev Hadas. You go to the Beis Akisa when it's Beis Akisa time. There's a time you go to sleep. You finish sleeping. You time it so you should be able to get up from your sleep. you like to go to the mikveh that you go to the mikveh. You go to daven. You go to learn. You go to work. You don't go running in every time, 3 minutes late, and then come sit down and everybody sees me. And there's a whole like little storm going on around you. What happens? It happens to everybody once in a while, but there are people that they live their whole life like that, always in the head, like never works out. What's the matter with the Seder? Like, why can't they work that out? Everybody once in a while is late, but there are people that just are always like it's always a tumult. It's always a tumult. And those are usually the people, not always, usually, that after the whole commotion, they still get up at some point during the Shia. Everybody knows this, that there's an Indian like this. The Rashi was that the person, there's a time for eating, there's a time for the Beis HaKisa, there's a time for look for this, a time to daven, learn, there's a time to daven. You stick to this man and you keep that Seder. If a person's not well, of course, it's different, but if everything is well, you stick to the Seder. You learn the Musa Sfan from the Alta from Kelm. Every second Torah from the Alta was about the Indian of Seder. When you see a person who's Masudah, from there comes out godless from such a person. A person who's not Masudah, he's more Mavuhal, like Rabbi Nachman was talking about before. He's more nervous and anxious. He's running and coming and going. A person is Masudah, with Nachas. It's a big Avaida. Especially if by nature you're not such a person. It's a big, big Avaida. It's a mitzvah to be normal. The kids, that's what Rabbi Nachman's saying. It's a mitzvah to be normal. And it's pretty sad because there are a lot of strange breasts of a Hasidim in the world. Just how they came out that way. that Davka, this Indian, that many of the Chevra, that they missed this part of the Sichas Aran. And Rabbi Nachum was so normal and so masud. Of course, that's a tiny miyut of the Hasidim, I'm not saying it is. Because all different types of people are attracted to breasts of because of the fire in Rabbi Nachum. So you're going to attract all different types. There are people that whether they'd be in Breslov or they'd be in Slobodka, they'd either way they'd have to have medication or something. It's just a certain type of a person that they have a personality that they need to be medicated or something. They need help. But a lot of them will end up like in certain you know, they'll end up they'll have to go to the, because why? Because in Rabbi Nachman there's such a fire. That those people who had a fire burning them, it could be whatever that fire was, wherever it came from, they have a fire in them, so they'll be attracted to Breslov, to Chabad. So also you'll find such a percentage of strange people in these things. It's a natural thing. That's how it is. Rabbi Nachman himself, and all the tzaddikim from Chabad, were the most, of all the tzaddikim, they were the most masudim. He was the biggest yeshiva das was by the tzaddikim from Chabad and from Breslov, and not tzaddik from Breslov, Rabbi Nachman. But the biggest yeshiva das was by these tzaddikim. Everything was masudah. They davened on time. Everything was the right time. Everything was with the Seder. And that's why he said. And the irony is that davka here you see like all kinds of crazy things going on. That's because the pnimius is very strong. But this is what Rabbi Nachman wanted. You don't have to be machmir on all these things with the bathroom and other things, and what, to waste time from learning for nothing and from davening, machmir chshoshes v'chumis yiseyers, because of these chshoshes and chumis. Like you have people that are standing around looking at esroigim for 2 weeks before in Eretz Yisrael. For 2 weeks they're standing around with esroigim, and it's kind of learn, it's kind of daven, nothing. And the big tzaddikim are not like it. The big tzaddikim, either they would send someone to bring them back a strike, or they would go to look at two or three strikes, and say, fine, that's good. Right. And see, standing around for like these, you get these fafrumtas that they're looking at. For 2 weeks, they're not learning. For 2 weeks, though. And then when it comes to the mitzvah of the abraminim, they don't have a simcha of the mitzvah, because then they're nervous. They're nervous that they maybe got over the last week. It got a spot over there. They can't even enjoy the esrog. Took him 2 weeks to pick one. And then he also ate, he took the soich and he ate the soich's kishkes out with all kinds of problems and kashes and handling them with the money. And then he finally has his esrog and he's not happy because he sees the guy next to him who took 30 seconds to get an esrog. He had a nice esrog than him. And also he found a spot now on his esrog. Rabbi Nachman says, you know what this is? V'shigaon ba'alma. Rabbi Nachman says, it's an insanity. Shigaon. Crazy. Shigaon ba'alma. A lot of these people are not healthy people. A lot of them are not healthy people. It just comes out in halacha and these kind of things. Not normal people. You can see when you talk to them. Forget about the Esrog. Even when they get past the Esrog. Even somehow they got past Sukkot and they survived the Esrog selection process. Or the lulav in the spot. Or the faces they make with the lulav. You know this, as you see, you have all the different faces, a special face, and then they're going to apostle up, half the guys will love them. They just broke everything. Put on the love. They're not normal people. Most of these people are not normal. They do the same thing with their children, the same thing with their families. Everything the kid does, the same thing. They apostle up everything and everybody all the time. They're not normal. To sit on one Inyan for an obsess, with an the obsess over Inyanim. I'm not talking about Yerushalayim. I'm not talking about the Chazon Ish and the Biskerberg in this thing. Yerushalayim. I'm talking the Madregas, big Madregas of Tzaddik and Yerushalayim. I'm not talking about big Tzaddik. I'm talking about guys, stop these things. Shigaon Baalm. Crazy people. And even if they're not crazy altogether, but it's a Shigaon. This Inyan is a Mishagaz. But the Baruch Shalom that he gave us, the mitzvahs, that we should be crazy like that. You should miss 2 weeks of learning, standing around like you're some guy that's an archer with a bow and arrow, looking at the lulav. That's what the Baruch Shalom wants. That you should miss 2 weeks of learning. I'm not exaggerating. People necessarily used to drag around the streets there before Sukkot, before Yom Kippur, with the ready started with that. And start to get nervous and anxious. You know, they're going to find an Esrog. It's going to be an Esrog with us, Simcha, and Yontif to have, to enjoy. The Baruch Hashem gave us the mitzvahs we should enjoy. That we should be happy, that we should serve Him with Simcha. Not these kind of things going around, crazy, crazy things. And so Rabbi Nachman says, it's like just one sentence, Raktoiv lispala babayke tekef acha amidasa mimitasa. It's good when you get up in the morning right away to go daven. To get up and to go daven, not to again, spend excessive time in the bathroom. Evshah b'kal, lifnais evshah. Remember that they didn't have bathrooms, right? So, it says that it's easy enough to go to the bathroom. Sometimes they had to walk someplace, who knows, to go to a bathroom, whatever they had over there. It wasn't comfortable, it was the pins, and they had people there, whatever it was. So if you can, you can. If not, imlav, lav, yispal. Love, you spell kach. And if you didn't have it, if you couldn't go to the bathroom, it didn't work out. So daven, then you go to the bathroom later. So later. Afilum choishes b'meiav leishgiach leistakel azeklal. And even if you're a little bit nervous that maybe your stomach is not going to hold out, so he says, hey, you'll worry about it when you get to it. Just go daven, and if you don't feel well later on, you'll take care of it. But not to be nervous and to be worried about it before. We're just ourselves going quickly through it. The ikkar is to come back and talk about Gagun, in Avodas Hashem. That's such a big Indian by the tzaddikim, the Gagun for Avodas Hashem, and how Hashem's Baruch Himself finishes everything up and does everything. So Mitzvah will continue not next Monday night, but the following Monday night.